Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Psalm 46 in verse 1. Welcome to our study of some of the Scripture's most encouraging passages. To many, Psalm 23 is one of the most encouraging passages, but I would say that you double that number and Psalm 46 is just as encouraging as Psalm 23. God is our refuge. He's our hiding place. He's our place of safety. The idea of a refuge is in a time of trouble, in the storm, in the trials and difficulties of life, we can run to God, and God is there to help us with those difficulties. Hebrews 4, verse 16, let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. God is our refuge and strength. Alone, we can accomplish nothing. But with God, all things are possible. Remember Philippians 4, verse 13? Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If God's our strength, there's nothing that we can't accomplish. We can accomplish anything in this life. So God is our refuge. He's our strength. And listen, God is a very present help in time of trouble. God's not a distant God who has no knowledge of us, who just kind of wound the world up and let it go and things are going to be the way they are regardless. Our God is a very present help in time of trouble. Present implies that God is able still to help those who are in need. He's a present help. That is, we're not alone. God offers aid. He's able to aid those who are tempted. Hebrews 2, verses 15 through 17, in our time of trouble. The Bible says, no temptation has overtaken us except such as is common to men. But God, who is faithful with the temptation, will also make the way of escape that we may be able to bear it. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13. And so when we think about God, think about encouraging passages. God's not a dead God. He's a living God who helps His children and who will not abandon us, but will offer aid in our time of need. That needs to encourage us, each one of us, to be faithful to God so that we can look to Him as our source of help in time of need.
Be the glory. This is the gospel of Christ.